Hello and welcome. This MP3 includes a selection of my quotes, poems, and prose from my book Hope Rekindled, A Heart Empowered, by the author Ragad Ibid. Quotes on Hope and Empowerment. Your pain may be what actually heals you. Your struggles will strengthen you. Your tears can cleanse you. So don't fear the pain, the struggles, or the tears. Let them come, let them go, and rise above them. It may be in our greatest struggles that we learn life's most profound lessons. Lessons about faith, love, compassion, healing, and gratitude. Challenges and trials can soften your heart, rekindle your spirit, enlighten your soul, renew your courage, make your voice heard, strengthen your resolve, and inspire your light to shine. Enduring pain and adversity builds a special kind of strength in you, a unique kind of courage, a resilience, a perseverance, and a resolve to not let life break you, no matter how hard it gets. So look beyond the fear and embrace the stronger, braver, more resilient you. Experiencing adversity, as difficult as it is, can lead you to be soft and strong. Soft enough to be more sensitive to the pain of others, strong enough to place boundaries so others don't hurt you. Soft enough to feel the suffering we see in the world more intensely, strong enough to stand up and do something about it with wisdom and compassion. Soft enough to listen empathetically when someone is in pain. Strong enough to voice your opinion respectfully when you witness injustice. So as difficult, painful, and life-altering the adversity was or still is, as liberating, healing, and empowering it can be now and later. Quotes on self-care and self-compassion. Your heart, body, mind, and soul are precious, priceless gifts. Honor these gifts, protect them, and use them with and for care and compassion. When you feel sad, ill, broken, not loved enough, not worthy enough, or hopeless, it's okay to recognize those difficult feelings and to feel vulnerable and self-compassionate for the difficult time you are experiencing. However, to rise from those feelings, you need to tell yourself, I am joy. I am health. I am whole. I am love. I am worthy. I am hope. Your pain is not trying to hurt you. It's hurting for you. So pay attention to the source of the pain, whether it be your heart, body, mind, or soul, and know it's telling you something needs to change. Take care of yourself as a human being who has a heart, body, mind, and soul. Practice self-compassion, treating yourself kindly just as you would treat a loved one. Cultivate daily gratitude for all the blessings we have in our life. Nurture your body with healthy food, exercise, and enough sleep. Think positively and feed your mind with inspirational materials. And inspire your soul through prayer, meditation, and trust in a greater power and grace which supports you, strengthens you, and cares for you. Human beings, although gifted with immense strength, can still be fragile. Handle with care. Quotes on faith. I believe the underlying purpose of faith is peace with the Creator, peace within ourselves, and peace with the creation. We can choose to see love all around us. Every breath, every step, every heartbeat, and every smile is a sign of love from the source of love. Let God's light, love, and compassion fill your body and soul so that the pain, darkness, and sadness melt away and are replaced with healing, light, and joy. Sing, my heart, sing the praises of your Lord, and ask, my heart, ask for all that you adore. For a prayer made with true sincerity can reach the heavens with absolute certainty. Entrust your heart to the divine and witness how he heals it. Entrust your distress to the divine and watch as he relieves it. Entrust your dream to the divine and experience how he fulfills it. Entrust your soul to the divine and embrace how he inspires it. General quotes. Let's keep our souls gentle, our hearts soft, our thoughts positive, and our words kind. And with that, we can shine more love, life, and light on our world. Solitude gives you time to seek out the depths of your soul, the core of your heart, and the truth of your existence. So savor the solitude and let it shine a light on what really matters, so the outer noise doesn't drown out your true purpose here. There always was, is, and will be blessings to be grateful for. Our hearts beating, our lungs breathing, our legs walking, our ears hearing, our eyes seeing, and our tongues speaking. A loved one's smile is a blessing. A beautiful sunrise is a blessing. A kind word is a blessing, and maybe even that challenge has a hidden blessing.